Father's Day is just around the corner, and you probably need a gift for your hairy dad. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. The Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping using the promo code HAYES. That's H-A-Y-E-S at manscaped.com. Use the promo code HAYES at manscaped.com. Rod Brindamore has had himself a pretty good week. Pretty good few years, right? 3 years behind the bench down at Carolina? Yep.
I'll tell you what, and you know he's a fitness freak. You'll have to ask him, Hazy, if he caught me and Al's brother doing the pro day.
Okay, well, he's got a 631 point percentage in 3 years in Carolina. That's a pretty good run, I would say. Picked himself up a Jack Adams Award. He's got a new deal. He's sticking around down in Carolina. Here is Rod Brindamore, the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes. How you doing, Rod?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. Do you want to answer that for us? Did you see the O-Dub run the 40?
It's the best thing to start off with because, you know, his old roommate, Jeff Daniels, obviously one of our coaches, pulls us, like, to the monitor right before a game. And the funniest thing I've seen in 10 years, nonstop, like, no doubt about it. Chris Huffline, O-Dub, you know the Huffer. Yeah. We were dying laughing watching that. That was hilarious. And I mean, you can't make that stuff up. That was
no, you really can't. Like, you can't. It was real. That's the sad thing about it.
It was real. Right? It was. Hey, Oda, I remember you, Cardinal Gibbons days, 6 a.m. running the track. It was. You were a little faster back then.
Yeah, not much, but I was still faster.
That guy scored 41 in the league, Rod. 41 in the league.
I know. Look what happened.
Yeah, he still got it. That's what happened. He still got it.
Yeah.
Beat Al's brother in the 200 when they raced again a couple months later. So there's more material out there for you. I know you've been busy the last few months, but what has this week been like? I'm sure a little bit, you know, bittersweet that you guys are out of the playoffs, but.
Yeah.
You had an incredible year. You win the Jack Adams. You get a new deal. You're sticking around in Carolina, which we believe is what you were looking for. I mean, how emotional has this week been for you?
Well, you know what? Bittersweet is really it. I mean, it's hard to feel like you should be happy. You know, hard to celebrate when you're watching guys play. I mean, that's what we signed up for here at the start of the year, was to obviously finish the deal, and we didn't. So it's bittersweet. I think it is. Good recognition, though, for our organization. I mean, I said this 100 times, but, you know, you're giving me credit winning this Coach of the Year, but there's no chance that you're not, you know, I'm not talking to you guys about it if we didn't have the horses, if we don't have the players, if we don't have the support staff. You know, we've got it all down there right now. So, like I said, the better question is, how do I not win it with what I have around me, really? Like, we've got everything there, and now we just got to, you know, put it together a little bit. So I have the easy job.
Roddy, I know you said you're a Hurricane for life, whatever the comment was, and you wanted your staff to be taken care of, but how, like, you know how I am. I would have said, well, I got you in the playoffs 3 years in a row, and I'm the Coach of the Year, so fork it over. How was that not part of the equation for you? Because you look at some of the cake that some of these guys are making, I would say that's the starting point, or I'm out of here.
Yeah, well, it crossed my mind briefly. I really didn't want it to get there, and it was getting close. You know, it's just my home, O-Dog. It's simple now. I've been here 21 years. My wife's from here. I raised my kids. Everything. There's no reason for me to go somewhere else. And so I know, you know, the grass isn't always greener elsewhere. And I don't know that I could really coach the way I do somewhere else. Like, I think it's part of that thing. One of my aces in the hole, I think, is that I know everybody and I feel really confident and comfortable around everyone, and they know me, and that helps. So, you know, I enjoy it here. We got a good group, and I want to stick it through.
Rod, obviously the way you coach and your coaching style, you can tell the mantra that you have with your group is, it seems like it's just, there's a lot of honesty there, but you demand hard work. You know, is that something that you tried to instill in the culture of your group over these last couple of years?
Well, for sure. I mean, every coach is going to say that. I mean, I don't know that I'm any different than anyone else. I think it's, you know, all coaches are going to say this. You know, you don't have any chance if you're not going to be competitive as a group. And I think somebody has to be the most competitive, you know, and if that's us, that's the starting point. And so when you have, you know, we say it all the time, but I've got a great leader. Jordan Stahl comes to work. I mean, the most underrated player in the league, in my opinion, just how I use him and how he just comes to work every day and does everything. And, you know, that's where it starts for us. And, you know, we're lucky that our young stars have gotten to see him kind of, you know, do his thing, because now they're becoming that. And that's exciting.
You seem so upbeat, Roddy, and I used to sit beside you in the locker room, and I know how you approach it, and you seem like you have a positive approach to the players. How did you handle, and I don't know if this has happened yet, but with so many guys that come through year in and year out, the first time you dealt with a player that you couldn't stand, that had an attitude problem, was lazy, like, how did you say to yourself, I got to deal with this guy now?
Yeah, that's the trick, right? And here's the thing. If that's the case, what I love about it, another reason why you say, why are you sticking around there, when, you know, is I go, you know, when management and we talk, I'll say, this guy's got to go. and they do it. Like, I mean, you know, we don't want to name names, but it started from day one of me taking over here. If you want to go back a few years and start looking at the roster, you know, that's why. And I they give me that kind of freedom to say that. And then they, you know, it doesn't always work. You know how that goes. You can't always, you know, get rid of guys, but that's how it is. And so, you know, obviously we give everybody an opportunity to, you know, change their stripes, so to speak. But as you know, it doesn't really happen that often. So once we identify guys that don't fit, we try to move them on and then bring in guys that do. And that's the goal.
We're chatting with Rod Brindamore, the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes. How does that approach and that mentality that you're looking for apply to a season like the one you just went through that would have been incredibly difficult for everyone involved, being tested all the time, you know, not being able to live your lives, although that's going on with everyone else around the world. But how challenging was it this year to make the demands you might in a conventional season when you took into consideration how backwards the world was this year?
Well, yeah, that's a great point. I think, you know, at the end of the day, there's no excuses. I mean, I think everyone, like you said, everybody was dealing with it. And I think right away from day one, we were just felt fortunate to be in playing. So, you know, however we had to do it, you know, the guys jumped on board. And again, like I said, if you have the guys in the locker room that are, you know, following your message, and like I said, we have that, then it makes my job really easy. So, We didn't make excuses. We dealt with everything everyone else did. We had COVID run through our team. We had, you know, all that stuff happen, but so did everyone else. And that was just kind of how we approached it. Listen, today's a new day. Just focus on one day at a time, because you just didn't know what was coming around the corner. If someone was going to test positive, this, you know, you just, why even worry about it? Let's just worry about today. And that's kind of how we approached the year.
Well, with that being the case, I'm sure you're aware of what's going on in Montreal, and if you're not, Dominic Ducharme has tested positive for COVID. So did you guys have any, you know, were you running any drills with the assistants during the year? Like, just in case, if I test positive and I'm out, you got to be prepared? Like, what do you think might be happening in Montreal before the game tonight?
You know what? The coaches get the teams prepared, and then at this point, honestly, I don't know how much coaching really is done. And I don't mean that to you know, put any, you know, shame on it or whatever. It's just the machine runs at this point, and now you're making little adjustments maybe before the game, but once they drop the puck, let's go. It's a, you know, the O-Dog knows it. The player's got to go execute it. You can flip the lines. You can do this a little bit here or there if things aren't working, but the game plan's in, and now you got to go execute it. So, I'm sure he's still, you know, telling his assistants what they got to do, but they know. Like, everyone knows the plan. Everyone knows what has to happen and how it has to get executed. So the message is just maybe someone else is delivering it, and that may not be a bad thing tonight if it's just for a short term.
Roddy, before we get you out of here, you got to tell me who was taking the attendance. Was Stormy the Pig taking the attendance? Because you guys were saying, like, there's going to be 8,000 people tonight, and there was 28 million people in the building waving towels. And I'm like, wow, that's a big crowd for 8,000. Then it was 11, and then it was all of a sudden, yeah, we're full. We're full now. That was quite something.
You might be onto something. I really don't want to go down that road, because it was all good, you know, from our end. And I'll tell you what, I mean, I know up in Canada you guys have missed that. It's something special when you get that back. I mean, that's what the guys play for.
You got to
put the emotion back in the game. Like, no offense, I'll watch the games, you know, I have been watching. I'll watch, you know, a game down in Florida-Tampa series early, and then I flip it over to the Canadian one, and I'm like, it felt like I'm watching a pre-season game. Even though the game was good, you're still missing that life, you know,
no
and that's what the crowd brings. No juice, and so much better. So if Stormy the Pig had to count it, it was worth it. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Well, we need Stormy the Pig up here in October. Yeah. There's no fans in the stands for whatever reason, so we'll make a trade. We'll send Carlton the Bear
there
down
you go.
Or something.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll do it for you guys.
Something's got to give. Well, congrats again on a great season, a great run, the Jack Adams and the new deal down there, and we always appreciate you taking time for us. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you, Rod.
All right. Hey, and O-Dog, don't wait 4 more years to do your Olympics, man. Let's get it going again. That was too much fun to watch. So
hey, buddy, NFL training camps are coming up. We will be doing other tests, so get ready.
You got it. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Buddy. A lot of material coming your way. There's Rod Brindamore, the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes. Really, what sticks out there is before a game, Al's brother is factoring into what's happening in Carolina. Like, you were a Hurricane. You played there forever. You're one of the best players they've ever had. That's to be expected. But Rod Brindamore was probably like, who's Al's brother? We should have asked him that. Did you ask Jeff Daniels, who's the other guy?
My favorite part about it was 10 minutes before a game.
Yeah. Well, I think I flipped you guys a text in the internal text. There was like another Canadian team's coaches watching it. Like before their game, they were dying. Like it's funny. We forget sometimes who it reaches. You know, like you'll get a note from somebody randomly out of like L.A. or Vegas going, that was brilliant. You know,
that one went viral. I've had I can't tell you how many people I've had talk to me. Like I told you, I played golf with a couple of random guys I didn't know. They didn't know who I was. They weren't sports guys. They weren't into it. And about halfway through the round, after we had gone through the standard procedure, what do you do? Oh, is that right? Yeah, you live around here, blah blah blah. Like 5 holes later, the guy dawns on him. He's like, wait a minute, you're with Jeff O'Neill, right? Like, yeah. He's like, I saw the 40-yard dash. I'm like, so you saw that? You know about the 40-yard dash? That one rang out. People are familiar with it. They know about it. I don't think the vertical jump gets enough love, quite frankly, because that was
for the wrong reasons.
It wasn't a lot of hop, right?
Honestly,
there wasn't a lot of bounce there.
There's 13-inch vertical jump.
Yeah,
they were brilliant, but if you go back and look at it, like all three situations, the one in the parking lot is the most jarring. Like that's the one where you're like, oh, these guys are doing it. And you did it separately.
Well, that's where we put eyes on Al's brother's stride for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was with the flailing of the hands, the quick hands.
Man, his arms were really moving a lot.
Yeah. A lot.
Like really an abnormal running stride. But
he was moving his head from side to side, too.
Yeah.
It was like a really...
And zero knee bend.
It was not a textbook form. Like, no. It was not exactly what you'd see at the Olympic Games in a month. But that's fine.
Oh, thank you for that update.
That's fine.
Bob Costas from the Olympics.
Yeah. The most jarring part is the beginning where you're like, whoa, he didn't get out of the blocks that quickly.
I was expecting a bit more of a jump off the start. A little bit more lightning out of the gate. But it kind of eased into it. It was like, you know, easing into a warm bath. That was basically it.
And just lowered your way in.
It's all good. It's all good.